Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast Supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds. And they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Good morning, Robert.
No, I was talking to the deer.
Hey!
Because we are in a deer park.
Yeah, we're in Windsor Park.
Windsor Great Park.
Going for a little run. It's the site of the Run Festival, which is
Run Fest Run.
Late May 2020.
May 22nd to 24th, if you will.
And
It happened last year. It was the first one in 2019, which was great, but it wasn't here. And in 2020, it's moving to Windsor Great Park. And it is great, isn't it?
What an incredible location. I know it sounds daft, because we've been talking about doing this for a while and liaising with people. This is where the royal family live, isn't it?
Yeah, but that's really right. You didn't know that.
I quite clicked it. I knew they were sort of linked, but we just had a quick tour around the park by a wonderful character.
A host. Worked.
Nick works thank for Nick. The estate. My goodness, there's a...
It's another world.
There's a lot of history around here.
But this is a world that if you do come to Runfest, you can visit. Because this is right here, like, over on the right, that's where it's going to be. And we're running where the runs are going to be. But aside from the Windsor Great Park of the whole thing, love the idea of the Runfest Run. Because it's, I think it shares something spiritually with running commentary. Because it's a nice reminder that running is fun.
I'll be honest.
I mean, it's a good laugh.
I'll be honest, when I first heard about it last year, I thought, it's an idea. Chris Evans and Vassos came up with it.
Yeah.
Mixing running and music and a big festival and everything.
Yeah.
I thought, I just couldn't see it working.
Yeah.
I just thought runners don't want that. They want it. But then I realised.
See, that's because you've had your mind poisoned by years of, you know, cross country, club nights, and just being a northerner.
Yeah, just being kind of tight northerner. And it turns out I was totally wrong.
Yeah.
I had a real feeling when it was happening last year of like, I'd really like to be there.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? I just misread it, you know.
Genuinely, running is a source of joy for us.
Yeah.
And even though I think most people who do it access that at some point, but when you're with other people, when you're talking about it, you forget to kind of include that.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? You talk about the effort and the training and the stats and the maths and stuff, but this is an event that actually recognises how it's something we love doing.
Yeah, and
it's nice doing it with other people. And
chatting about it afterwards. And that feeling you get after a good run.
Yeah.
Just sharing it with loads of people. It's good fun, isn't it?
Plus, at another level, this will be, in the 2021, being here. It's, you know, in a way, it's like going to Glastonbury, but it's a bit more high-end, isn't it?
The grandeur and the beauty of
this
location.
Oh, those are the words. Those are the words.
Not only that, there's an added sense of slight jeopardy this morning because we're in the middle of rutting season, aren't we?
Yeah.
The stags are rutting.
Yeah.
As we speak.
Yeah. I'm feeling a little bit frisky myself, so just running in the park.
Yeah.
It's the pheromones.
So our pace, our pace might we're running up accelerate at any moment.
The long walk, and even as a run, it's pretty long, isn't it?
Yeah.
We're heading for a statue of King George III and his horse. It's madness, isn't it, getting on a horse?
This is... No, it's absolutely glorious. And the Run Fest, for people who didn't go last year, you got loads of celebs go, there's loads of speaking events, you
bands.
Get loads of family runs,
I did have Ollie Mers, was Ollie Mers on?
Reef. Ollie Mers did last year, Razorline Reef.
I think Reef were there because of It's Your Letters from TFI Friday.
Yes, that connection. Evans is all over. Chris Evans lives near here, doesn't he?
Oh, now that's handy.
So that's a very handy little arrangement.
Yeah, and also if you're going to talk about the joy of running, I mean, when we ran with Vassos,
yes,
that's one of our most
if there's someone who embodies the pure joy of it, it's got to be Vass.
Absolutely,
yeah.
He gets it. He knows with a capital K.
Yeah.
So, yeah, and it's like that. There's, and of course there's running. But the great thing about the running is there's a massive raft. I mean, it's a lovely place to run. We've seen it. And we're about to have a go on it. But you can run 2.5K or 5K or 10K or a half marathon or all of those things. So, you know,
serious runners can run them all.
Yeah, they slate it so you can't do every single one. And equally,
and
there's
they're all different routes as well.
Short stuff, fun stuff,
yeah.
Running at night. That sounds really good. That's something we wish we could have done last time.
Yeah, the night after, on an evening after the last band.
Yeah.
Everyone sets off into the night on a little midnighty run. That sounds great.
Sounds like they use their head torches actually in the dark.
Yes. Yes.
Which would make a nice change.
As opposed to us.
And also the fun run on the... you know, it's funny because people often lambast the phrase fun run because it can be a pretty brutal 10K or whatever. But the fun run on the Sunday at Rumpus Run is actually fun.
Yeah.
Like there's challenges and riddles and water pistols and sundry shenanigans.
There's loads of family stuff. And yeah. There's competitive runners, pure fun runners. Well, we're going, aren't we?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Isn't that we are going to be there.
Yeah. In fact, we might as well just camp out and stay here now.
Yeah.
It's quite nippy today.
People camp for the weekend.
I'm glad we got started. I'm glad this is uphill because I'm warming my engine up, Paul.
Yeah.
I'm a bit nipped up.
It's
so, yeah, that's
cold,
why we're going to take a run through Windsor Great Park and get a little taste of what it's going to be like at Runfest Run next year. But, what have you been up to running-wise in this last week? So we haven't run for a couple of weeks now, have we?
No, we haven't been for a run. I've been doing bits and bobs. I did a park run at the weekend.
Which one?
I went to Hackney.
Hackney.
After a week of just sort of steady state running, really, I didn't do that much mileage, but yeah. I thought I'd leap out into
Hackney. Oh, my goodness, sorry, the sun just broke from behind clouds.
Finally warms up.
So, yeah, you're out. Oh, no, it's gone. I didn't get the camera out in time. So, yeah, Hackney Marsh is Saturday morning.
Yeah, which is lovely, isn't it?
Really great.
Lovely, nice, flattish, fastish, and really enjoyed it. Yeah, I managed to do 19:46.
Oh, good.
So that felt
that's
like
a good swoop under 20.
Yeah.
So how was that first time under 20 in a little while?
First time under 20 for a while, yeah.
Yeah.
It's just a sign that I'm running more regularly, really.
Yeah.
Getting a little bit of mileage. Not that even that much, but just the momentum of the weeks. The weeks add up, don't they?
It's funny also the momentum of going fast. You know, I did in reverse. I went out. I didn't run in reverse.
Yeah.
I ran forwards. I ran Aberdeen Park on the week before.
Yeah.
Which is really good. It's funny, actually, because it was pretty horrible Aberdeen. It was rainy all weekend. And they slogged out to the park run.
Can be quite a tough place to be on your own, Aberdeen.
Yeah. It's out by the sea.
Yeah.
And there's loads of people there, you know. And I went to the little meeting for people who hadn't been before. It's like a dozen people who'd never been to that park run before.
Right.
Several of whom had never done a park run before.
Oh, wow.
And there they are out on a horrible Saturday morning.
Yeah.
You know? And then they said, well, who's furthest afield? There's people saying, come from outside Aberdeen. I was sticking my hand out thinking, oh, London's going to be good. And this guy said, Italy, I'm here from Italy.
Wow, wow.
So bless parkrun, what a wonderful thing.
This is great, yeah.
It's I really like the shape of Aberdeen parkrun. It's just out and back in a kind of dog leg.
Yeah.
You know, you run out along, you're slightly in from the coast at the start and finish. and you run towards the coast and then follow it round to right along the road, and then you just drop down and run back along the prom,
right,
back again. Really simple.
Yeah.
Lots of sea and sand and good crowd. It was pretty windy and wet and tough, and I did 21:21.
Nice, yeah.
But yeah, I think, you know, that was like a good minute slower than the last one I'd done, but I felt like conditions accounted for that. It felt like a good run. And
good,
then, but the thing about, I was saying about momentum, I went out for a run just around my house on Tuesday when I was home, and did that classic thing. I began about 4 miles. I'm like, wow, I'm really going fast today.
Right.
Just suddenly realising that you've given it some, you know.
You're doing your own park run.
Hammering down, sweating, all the stuff we're not doing now, you know.
Yeah.
And
battle into the headlong wind of this deceptively long walkway.
It's a long walk, isn't it?
Yeah, it really is.
You've got the statue at this end, and then when we get back here later, you've got the castles behind us.
Yeah.
It's very exciting.
It's very nice, yeah.
Oh!
So you run fast on this 4 miler then?
Yeah, it was a 7 miler in the end.
Right.
It's that classic thing, once you recognise you've got pace, the next challenge is to hold pace.
To keep it going, yeah.
So I did that, and it was good. I was averaging, you know, I didn't do a mile that was over 8 minutes. It was like seven and three quarter minute miles.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I can run
They're
faster.
They're so good for you, those moderately hard 6-7 mile runs are just really good for you.
And again, it's just habit, isn't
thresholds,
it?
Like, getting the
I
thresholds.
Didn't plan that. It was my body remembering the park run.
Yeah.
And just chasing it, you know?
Yeah. Threshold, I mean, I did... it's 1946. It's about 6:23 pace per mile.
Yeah.
So it's getting a bit of pace going. I got beaten by a buggy guy.
Oh, yeah.
Which is...
If anything, that's the worst thing about Hackney Marshes Parkrun.
Which is fine.
Is the potential for... It's the fact that there is a community of 19-minute buggy guys.
I mean, he was...
You can't knock it.
He was lovely and really friendly.
Yeah.
And rather irritatingly seemed to be chatting on his phone all race.
That is irritating.
So...
Look at that.
Beautiful. Amazing.
Wow.
Amazing.
That's the view back down to Windsor Castle over the sun on the long walk.
Wild.
2.6 miles away. Information. Wild. Do you like that? Yeah. I've got it. That's a rubbish photo. I've got to get again. Yeah. I love the way they do that. The kind of high-scale, monarchical town planning of London.
Yeah.
The way 2.6 miles from here to there, and the way... You know, where being able to see St. Paul's Cathedral from...
The eye lines.
Yeah,
the
all that stuff is so good. Yeah, it's quintessential London
stuff.
They
know what
they're doing. So Buggy goes on the phone.
Yeah, well, he popped in behind me after about a kilometre.
Yeah.
And he was really nice, friendly. I think he's called Haddock. I had a look at his thing. I think he's called Haddock.
Yeah.
Hello, mate. As I'm about to launch in.
No, not
at all.
No.
He was like, hi, fan of the podcast. And then he breezed past. I thought, that's fine, not going to see me.
Yeah.
And then he's just chatting on the phone.
Yeah.
Chatting to relatives, chatting to his son. I think at one point he was Skyping someone abroad.
Right.
I've never seen someone so casual about running 6:20 miles. Because he's not hanging around, is he?
No.
Not only that, he didn't look like... His legs didn't look like... real runner's legs.
Yeah,
they just look sort of solid, but they weren't particularly muscular.
Well, Intercut with me the week before with a bunch of people. Yeah, quite similar demographic to me. Older, amateur runners, giving it everything, you know, and hammering in to do it a good minute or 2 minutes. None of us were chatting.
Yeah, and he was just happily chatting away.
Oh, look, stags. Look at those deer up there.
And
any rutting going on?
Not yet. And then I overtook him with about... a kilometre to go, just because he was talking so much, he just inhaled and overtook him.
Yeah.
And then he sprinted past me with like 200 metres to go.
Yeah, yeah.
It was just such a funny little race, but not race, because obviously he's just chatting.
Yeah.
He must be really fit.
Oh, hugely fit. Just
6:20 miles and just having a chat.
Yeah.
What a character. Real, really good runner.
He is a good runner.
But he's been smashed past me.
So, yeah, he must do that every Saturday. And loads of people there. What was the weather like on Saturday?
Loads of people there. Quite mild. He was fine. Bit of tension beforehand because there's always tension around the pre-park run kids drop-off.
Oh, yeah. But you queued.
Bit of a queue, but some goes in there like 10 to 9 where it's getting a little bit testy.
Yeah.
People just starting to think, like, you know, get to the start.
There's only one cubicle there, isn't there?
Only one cubicle at Hackney. He went in with a paper.
No.
Yeah. Like, settle down for the long haul. Yeah, that's not what it's about.
No, you
that's
can...
like sit and drop, mate. Sit, drop, go. Sit, drop, go.
I would say that going to the loo with the newspaper...
You do not take a paper in on a parkrun toilet.
Or going to parkrun. That's one of two things. Yeah. Parkrun's what I do on a Saturday.
Well, I...
you could spend like 20 minutes reading the paper on the loo, but do it in your house.
Well, I think he was a bloke who worked for Hackney Council, which made it even more stressful.
Oh, wait till
he wasn't
nine.
even in on the game, you know. But thankfully, he only read a short article.
Yeah.
And it was fine, but that
I wonder what you're going to say for a second.
That did ramp up
he's
the tension.
He shot articles.
Yeah.
He shot articles. Look at this autumn. Of course, next May you won't get these autumn leaves, but it will still be gorgeous.
Yeah.
Look at that, though.
Some people camp, some people do little day passes.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. It's going to be about 10,000 people.
Yeah.
And not all of them will camp. Well, it's where it is, but then... The camping will be nice. And the other thing they were saying to us is that it's not like you don't camp and then go to all the running. It's all sort of tied in so that when you're running, you come through and amongst everything. Yes. So it's just a sense of communal joy all the time. People kind of cheering you on.
It's designed
here goes these
to show you the best bits of the park, which we're not running past today because some of them are closed to the public at this time of year.
Yeah, so you get special access.
Yeah.
Although our access feels pretty special.
It does feel a real sense of privilege, doesn't it, when he's driving you around?
Yeah. It was warmer as well when we were driving around, wasn't it?
Yeah.
It's much colder here outside.
Yeah, it's a little bit cold. He's worked here for like 13 years. He could tell he just loved it. He described it more as a way of life, didn't he?
Yeah, it was.
He loves it. Lives on the grounds.
Look, we're on a walk now. See, there's an avenue of trees there coming past us. That's fantastic. I love this stuff.
Yeah.
Sometimes you see this on... In places where there isn't a stately home anymore, you know, these kind of bits of landscape gardening.
Yes, yeah.
Avenues of trees.
Yeah.
It's amazing to be somewhere where it's still happening. I mean, he was saying that some of these oak trees on our left are like 1,000 years old.
Yes.
Which is nice.
Yeah. And obviously we're not going to give her a knock, but ladies at home today.
Yeah, their flags at the top.
Yeah.
They're going to respect the... Yes. A certain distance. It's quite easy to respect a certain distance because the castle's pretty far away.
You're recording running commentary. Philip!
I think this is exactly the kind of talk that was, if I remember, was discouraged.
Yeah. Let me not join us for a trot.
I was going to tell you, your park run in Hackney.
Yeah.
Did you feel the... How did you feel on the shape of the thing? Did you feel the length of the woods? You're doing 6:20.
Yeah.
When you got to the end of that second mile, how much were you betting in, and when did you go for the finish? Tell me it on the ground, because I know the route, you see. I want to be
able to... I did the first mile about 6:18.
Yeah.
Try to relax.
Which takes you out the other side of the forest, roughly?
Yes.
Just before
and then you come
back
in about 6:29 on your way back into the forest. I normally start I start cranking it when you do the turn left.
Yeah. Because it can be... It's difficult, I find, when
you
go into the forest on the way back.
Yeah.
It's easy to think, right, that's it, I'll start heading for the finish now.
No,
and you are a long way out.
You're a long way. Yeah.
You're a mile from the finish, and you've got to do the dog leg left.
Yeah.
Not dog leg. Hairpin.
But you go up for the hairpin, and then when I get to the end of the hairpin, I really start trying to leg it from there.
So your two
to
phases...
That technical term.
Yeah, your two phases at the end is you... When you turn off left for the hairpin at the end, that's when you start thinking
about
the finish.
That's when I start thinking I'm getting near the finish.
When
and then
you
when
get
I get
back
to the,
from it,
bang.
You really give it some. Okay.
Yeah. But I've kind of...
We've come through a gate, but we're still in the park.
Yeah. I've stopped really slumping in races at the moment now. I feel stronger in the mid phase. I'm not getting trashed in the second half of races anymore.
Yeah.
Which is gratifying.
Basically, your body has got that message. Your head says, I want to run 5K as fast as I can.
Yeah.
And your body started saying, okay, we can do that.
Yeah, I'm getting a little bit. Which is great.
Yeah, absolutely.
Not that far off. Well, my fastest time there is 90 minutes dead on. But it's not... It's getting similar. It's getting ballpark-ish.
Yeah, and that is fast. I did.
It's a nice fast run.
I was inspired because I couldn't do a park run on Saturday morning, and I'm right. into it. You know, apart from anything else, I've done 49.
Yeah. Yeah, of course you have, yeah.
So, you know, we're on the brink, and I said that I want to...
You were in Switzerland, weren't you?
Yeah, I was in Switzerland Saturday. Apparently right. there aren't any, according to Max Carnage.
Right.
But equally, I was looking for it, but I was out on... I was on my way to come home on Saturday morning.
Right.
I went for a run on Friday. I was going to go up to the hill above Zurich with the viewpoint, the Ertleberg.
Right.
But the weather wasn't nice enough. But I just ran out of the... hotel across the river and along the river, along the lake there.
Yeah.
You know, it was cold, it was rainy, it was just right where I was, but it was so beautiful. I was like, well, I'll just go here.
Nice.
And then
yeah.
looking at it, thinking, okay, so this is actually gorgeous. So that was great.
And this
but
is
yeah, I heard of you, because you said, oh, I did a good parkrun, I went, well, and I really wanted to in parkrun. Anyway, I was quite inspired. Came back yesterday, Sunday, and I ran, there's a little 1 mile route I found.
Yeah.
Just around the house, just around the block, you
right.
know, on the pavements.
Yeah.
I went out and did 3 laps of that as fast as I could.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, I don't know, quite...
Smoky 3 mile classic.
Yeah. yeah. And that was good, except
yeah.
it didn't blow in work. It didn't, my run keeper let me down.
Right.
So I don't know exactly how fast I did it. But at first I was disappointed with that, but actually... I think that
good training.
I can trust myself. You know, I was definitely.
It's good training.
My guess would be I was doing 6:45s.
Yeah.
I think if it had a park run, it'd have been 20 something.
Yeah.
Definitely faster than the 21. I mean, I'd say definitely. I don't know anything, but I did it. I went out there, set up the pace. Thought,
yeah,
I'm making good pace. All I need to do is hold it. And then I had the 3 lap park run thing, you know, where you run the first one and think, okay, that's it.
Yeah.
You run the second one and think, oh my God, how hard is the third one going to be?
Yeah, yeah.
And then the third one's actually, like you say, it's kind of easier because you're...
You know the end.
The end
yeah.
of it is there somewhere, yeah.
Although it's like it's a bit like a bad dream sometimes when I'm running. It's just like, I feel I'm running as fast as I sort of can, but at the same time... It doesn't feel very fast.
Yes.
Do you ever get that?
Yeah, that's
it's
right.
Like, is that what the aging thing is?
It probably is.
It feels like there's no way I can be running faster now.
Yeah.
But even this isn't very fast.
Yeah, well, that's right. That's right. I mean, I'm kind of quite... I think you've got more experience down the years of being fast and being a competitor.
Yeah.
But sometimes I'm pretty down on myself when I'm running hard.
Right.
When I was running in Aberdeen, I was looking at those other people and thinking, going well...
Yeah.
That guy's just come past me, he's paced it really nicely, he's going well. As they come past me, I noticed that a parkrun, people who basically don't worry about being in the front at the beginning
yeah.
aren't really worried about overtaking. They've just got really nice pacing.
They've got the pace.
So they're naturally,
yeah.
because I'm not as good at that,
yeah.
they're going to beat me.
Yes,
and
yeah,
when
yeah,
they
yeah.
pass me, they pass me like this. Yeah,
it's no, a slow
nothing
pass.
Aggressive about it, it's basically
yeah,
nothing
yeah, yeah.
to do with me.
It's like a tide, an inevitable tide.
Exactly. But then the other side of that, so I'm looking at that thing and that guy's great. He really knows what he's doing. And then I have to kind of almost pull myself to one side. Not literally, you can lose a lot of time.
Yeah, yeah.
And say, that bloke who you were comparing to yourself, and kind of as if he's an excellent runner and
yeah,
you're
right.
a terrible runner.
Yeah.
He's still only like 10 yards ahead of you.
Yeah. Absolutely.
So,
yeah.
you know, we're in the same kind of ballpark.
Of course you
for
are.
Goodness
yeah, yeah.
sake. But I do have to remind myself of that.
Yeah.
I don't think, because you're so, particularly when you're running hard, it's such a relationship with the difficulty of the thing.
Yeah.
You
yeah.
know?
I'm not, I don't beat my, I don't beat myself up. I'm pleased to be feeling like I'm getting a little bit faster, but it's just that I had it at cross country the other week. I was running really quite, in terms of effort.
That was scary.
In terms of, I can't work out whether she was shouting, like, someone's coming.
She was telling a story. Two people on bikes and they were talking to each other.
Yeah.
At the volume we'd need to be.
Chatting quite wholesomely. No, but it was just that feeling of like, this feels like as fast as I can physically run at the moment.
Yeah.
And I can sustain this.
Yeah.
But it's not very fast.
And then the whole thing is whether that is something that's just going to carry on or whether it's something we can build on.
Yeah,
know?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But it's still enjoyable. I still like it.
Yeah, yeah. And it's really fast.
It's there's an honesty to it. Yeah, you know when your body's running as fast as you can.
Exactly.
You can squeeze out
that.
Of it.
The yeah. main thing I have that was has been comprehensively reported on is with the finish.
Yeah.
You know, I get to the finish and think, oh, I can speed up now because I need to get to the finish line as quickly as possible. It's like, you're running as fast as you can.
Yeah.
nothing changed.
Yeah.
You know. I did have this daydream the other day that I would... I need to run like I'm doing an impression of Tom Cruise.
Right.
Just in life. Like, go to the park and go, this is fun.
Yeah.
Here's me being Tom Cruise
in
Mission Impossible Fallout on top of Black Friars Bridge.
Right. Yeah, yeah,
and
yeah.
And then when I get to the end of the park run, don't think, be an athlete, compete, do the fastest run. Just think, I'll do my Tom Cruise impression.
Yeah. It's not a bad...
I mean, I think for me, I'm not sure that would work for everyone, but for me, it's a way of kind of wrong-footing yourself and shutting up the doubter, the kind of non-runner that still lives in me.
Yeah,
it might be quite a clever manoeuvre.
It's not a bad little visualisation. I think this guy pushing the buggy, he had a really exaggerated arm movement with his one arm as he sprinted past. Yes. And it was a bit Cruise-like.
Yeah.
Maybe that sense of... it's really important. I'm on a mission here. I'm being chased. You know.
And also maxed out. You know, when you see Tom Cruise, well, you see Ethan Hunt running, you know that he's running as fast as he can.
Yeah. Yes.
And like we say, you've never seen looking at someone running as fast as he can and feeling like you're running as fast as you can. Because, as you say, there's ways you can access it. There's reasons, you know. There's that person who overtakes you. Where you think, oh, I'm not having that.
Yeah. It's that thing of, as you get older, do you think we listen more to the central governor?
Yeah.
A little bit. It's kind of easing us off a little bit. Because when I ran, there's a bit in the park run where you run into the path of the people running back at you when they do the turn at the end.
Yeah.
And they looked more tired than I felt.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They're really...
So how do I get it?
They're really stressing themselves. They're really pushing it. And I haven't quite accessed that nth degree yet.
No, no.
I'm trying to, but there's something...
I think I find that a bit... I think that that is... I think that in a way, it's interesting, it's about finishing. Because I think, for me, the concept of holding is really useful.
Yeah.
You know, it's about... Because we can all get a fairly... flattering representative pace.
Yes.
Early on in an event.
Yeah, you can.
I can run this fast.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
You know, and then, however far, 250 meters, a kilometer, a mile, 5 miles later, you might think, "Can I though?
Yes.
Can I?" And that's when the hold comes in.
Yeah.
And the hold is, I mean, I think it's the, that is where I see the challenge. But also, I'm going to slag off this finishing. But I think I'm quite good at the hold. You know?
Yeah.
So that's what I want to play for, is just saying...
Holding it for longer.
That's the pace I'm doing now.
Yeah.
I want to keep running at this pace.
So you think, is it across there?
Yeah, we're going down over there. Yeah. We've just taken a right and a left turn to follow this nice...
We're going down by
10K route around the
Royal School.
Yeah, which is the school for all the people who live and work in the Great Park.
About 1,900 kids go there. Quite nice grounds, it has to be said.
It's not a bad place to go to school.
No.
Kind of, the only thing is kind of a little bit like being fictional, isn't it?
Yes, yeah. It's very much its own community village feel.
Right.
It's got everything you'd want within these grounds. 4,800 acres of it. Football pitches, tennis courts.
Little shop.
Everything, little shop.
Lovely little post office. If we get this right, we'll be going past that later.
Yeah,
the bowling green.
And there's people from the staff live and work here. And
Bears.
And then they retire to a little row of houses just next to the old school, which apparently the residents call Death Row.
Yes.
It's quite nice.
There's a cosy darkness.
There's a dark sense of humour permeating this heart of the establishment as well. But in that kind of cheery...
Yeah,
just a kind of cheery, we carry on way. Carry
and
on and keep calm.
It's very British, isn't it?
Absolutely, yeah.
It's like there's a fisherman here, and he always says, keep carp and carry one.
Yeah.
Can't believe I said that. Look at that ray of light coming down there. Ah, it's incredible.
Very nice, yeah.
It is that thing. I was looking out the window of a plane the other day.
Yeah.
And that thing, that green and pleasant England, you know, the trees and the fields and the gently rolling countryside. It's so... Britain, isn't it?
Yeah,
you don't see it everywhere. And it's really...
And for all the talk of massive urbanisation, there's an awful lot of countryside in
there. Oh, yeah.
In Britain, isn't there?
Oh, there's plenty.
So here we come to the Royal School.
But I think a lot of it could do with having a really big supermarket on it.
Yeah, yeah, of course.
Because sometimes I want cheap clothes and a light bulb.
Yeah, some kind of some kind of supermarket cinema complex.
This is like, it's like Lord of the Rings. There's a red kite flying through the beams of a sunlight.
This
over
is
there.
A little royal school. Oh, they've got the maypole opposite.
To be crowned. Of course, they'll be using that shortly before Run First Run.
Yes, they will,
22 to 24. Mate, that's the school. It's not
everything's
bad. Oh my goodness, you hear that? Just as we're saying the school, I just heard like that happy children noise.
Every.
See that tree? Look at that tree. I bet that tree's, that must be as old as the hills. Look at the size of it.
Every inch of the estate just effortlessly maintained in perfect working order.
Well, get some runners in here and we can trample that.
Yeah. We can mess that up.
I really like the sound of the fun Sunday run thing. I like the way, like you were saying, it's because they've done it exactly right, isn't it? It's that combination of, we're going to watch the band, and then we're going for a night run. It's not like either or.
Yeah.
You find out what's good about both those things, then you put them together. You know, so the Sunday run, that's when you have a laugh. You could go and can run really far and really fast, or whatever you like on Saturday or in the night, and then go and chill out and sort of run with the family.
It's also that combination of getting that sense of clean health hedonism, isn't it? On the way here, we were chatting about yesterday. I went out for a meal with some mates. It was a 50th at the River Cafe. It was lovely. Really, really nice. Everyone got quite drunk.
Yeah.
And a lot of... There's quite a few rows afterwards. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? People ended up rowing, that kind of...
People had a little bit of the mean wine.
Yeah, that kind of middle-aged rowy thing. Drunk, rowy thing. I don't think you're going to get that at Run
No,
first.
No.
You get the clean... buzz of a nice run and then a chat, and I can't see it getting that messy.
No
I mean, although, there might be some gels flying around.
There is one run, isn't there? There's the I can't remember what it's called. There's a run where with like drinking stations on the
right
way. Run for grown-ups,
a kind of little
bit of marathon,
but
again, you know,
I can't see it getting that.
No, it's not going to be
because it's going to kick off.
I'm going to have to talk to our old compadres, Susie Chen and Sophie Raworth. They were at Runfest last year.
Yeah, they'll
and they've just done New York
events.
In lovely weather.
How did they get on? Do we know the times there?
No, but they had a good time. I know that much.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna get them on, get their report, and also hear about this.
Yeah.
I wonder if they'll be there. They'll probably be back again next
year.
I'm sure
they might be. Yeah.
And they have. There's like you get assigned to a team. Runfest Run, but they're all, it's all very, you know, it's not like a competition.
Oh.
It's more like sort of houses in a school. You know,
Steve Cram has a team, Colin Jackson,
Paula Radcliffe.
High-end athletes.
Yeah, oh yeah, great. Yeah. Guests are amazing.
Yeah.
And then everything you do, you get points for your team. But that could be anything from, you know, fun, short trots to intense...
Yeah.
3K road race at absolute flat out, you know. So it's really across the board.
Yeah.
In a way, I think that, you know, some families these days, when I look online and stuff, you just feel like everyone does it, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Even what you were saying about running with George, you got to find, if you run with your family, or different members of the family run, it's nice to be able to share it, but also recognise the different things everyone's getting out of the running, you know?
Yes. I think it's across here, isn't it?
It is.
Yes.
We're doing pretty well. This is the thing, is that Nick from
the estate.
He showed us this route.
He drove us the route.
So it's right here, left there. It's like, you clearly haven't listened to the Dolby Forest episode.
But he drove us a route whilst giving us a little tour.
Yeah.
So we're ingesting information about the grounds and the route, which, as you know, long-term listeners will know, that's just too much information.
Yeah, absolutely.
But if we get
he
lost,
also gave us his phone number.
Yeah, if we get lost, you just get a
walkie-talkie would have been better. I wish you'd been paying out a string.
Yeah.
Because I did see a half-man, half-bull figure.
Yeah. It was obviously a great event last year. I wonder why we can do it. We probably had some gigs.
Yeah.
So I've got a gig in Birmingham. Can't do it, mate. Missing out on the event.
It's funny
summer.
How it comes together, because really our diaries for next year, the whole year, are filling up with all kinds of things. You know, running events, gigs, other work that isn't gigs with other people. You've got your book stuff.
Yeah.
You know, I'm looking at people like directing for Next Edinburgh. Sometimes I can feel the separate parts of my brain can't fit together.
Can't compute.
Things I'm doing and things the family are doing.
Yes, yeah.
So, you know, it's like, well, yeah, that's when we're doing this. It's, oh, yeah, I knew that. just whenever I think about work, I forget that. So we have to get it all sorted out and make sure it happens.
Yeah.
But also,
we might be doing Limassol. We might be doing Manchester, holding out for Manchester, like to do Manchester. We're definitely doing Manchester. London. And we're definitely doing New York.
Yeah. That's it's
and we're going to do Runfest Run.
Yeah. And you didn't mention any of the ultras.
And then
we're never words race this time.
We haven't even started on the ultras yet.
And I'm planning on doing another 50 park runs.
Yeah.
50 a year.
Is that the aim, is it? Yeah.
No, it's not. Because it's not realistic.
I'm registered as having done 30. I've definitely done more, but then I realised all those times I haven't got my code.
It really hurts, doesn't it?
It does. You
think, I would never not have my code anymore.
Yeah. You think I've done more than that, and then no code.
Yeah,
I get you, isn't it?
Particularly as I'm just getting to 50. Because yeah. I've done... Oh, it's just only a couple.
Yeah.
So literally... two or three
yeah.
where I didn't have my card.
Yeah.
And once I went and didn't run because I didn't have it, because it was a Scottish one and I was half an hour early and I realised at that moment I didn't have a barcode.
Yeah,
just turned around and went home.
Just go for a run. Just have a run instead, yeah.
But basically...
Because it is nice, isn't it? It's nice to get the code thing at the end.
That's right. Yeah. Here's that statue of the Queen. So here's the statue of the Queen on a horse, which is a nice counterpoint to George III and his horse. And then this is at the top of Queen Anne's Drive.
So there's not many statues of the Queen.
No.
And there's one.
Yeah. We've got two on a board at home with a couple of statues of bishops.
Right.
And castles.
Yeah. A couple of knights.
Yeah.
And that's just the road, that's looking straight down to...
The castle down. The castle. I mean, I don't know how far this is because the long walk is 2.6 miles, so this will be even further than that.
And then in the other direction, is it a straight route to Ascot or something? Isn't that the story?
Yeah, if you carry on
exactly... 1706, Queen Anne went on a horse from the castle right
good,
this route.
Good, you've got the year and everything.
Straight down to Ascot.
Yeah, so it came down this way and, yeah, wow. found Ascot and said, lovely place for a horse race.
Yeah,
and people
not?
Are still acting
Let's
on
do
that
it.
To this day. Although Telly insists that the most interesting thing about that event is hats.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Look at that.
To feel like... How did I get in here? You know when you feel like you're in the belly of the establishment?
Let's stay left.
And they're going to give you a nod. So this is Nick now, just to take us away.
We've no, someone else, someone else. Guy, good, nice, big, friendly wave. Yeah, yeah. We're not criminals, hello! Look at these red kites over here. I think they actually work for the estate.
Audio podcast over. The grounds of Windsor Estate over.
Runners out of their depth.
No need to panic. They've already done one impression of the Royal, slightly misconstrued.
One of them didn't understand exactly where he was or what he was doing.
Yeah, yeah. Arrived at the park.
Not cognizant
of
whose park
the actual
it was.
Significance of his location.
No. After getting into an altercation with a Hackney. Council representative who's simply trying to
complete the quick crossword.
The other thing that's nice about running here, and I say it's nice about running here, but it's uppy-downy, isn't it?
It's quite uppy-downy, yeah.
It's a lovely, it's a very gentle challenge because we're just trotting,
we're so
shuffling,
fit,
as Chris himself would say. You just suddenly think, oh, it's hard, it's easy, it's hard, it's easy.
Yeah.
Over time, it's such good training, the uppy-downy.
Yes, it is, it really is.
Because you just, you're tiring yourself out in ways you didn't plan and hadn't imagined.
Yeah.
How are you doing injuries and everything wise? You're just feeling stronger and stronger then at the moment.
I'm doing fine. I'm drinking less during the week, if at all.
Yeah.
Which for me is big news.
Yeah, very good.
And I'm drinking a fair bit on a weekend.
Yeah, you're catching up.
You'd be pleased to know.
Yeah, good.
But I'm noticing the difference from that.
It's like my friend who, old friend of mine, was in a very small accident on a night out.
Yeah.
And he went up the bonnet of a car. Everyone was fine.
Right, okay.
It was
good.
Just a misjudged road crossing.
Yes.
And there's really laughed about it afterwards because, one, the guy said, do you drink a lot? And he said, no, I rarely drink. But I did have a couple tonight. And he saw the doctor write on the clipboard, binge drink.
yeah.
And then everyone's like, oh no, Rob, different Rob. Yeah. He's really hurt himself. Look, he smashed the front window of that car. But it was actually the heels of his Elton John boots.
Right.
That had smashed the window of the car.
Protected it.
They were in a bag.
Yeah.
And they were goosh. It's like, I'm fine. So we come up kind of around the, well, I was going to say we're around the edge of the park, but I think it goes on for another 3 miles
to
the left.
It goes on forever, no, but this is a, was that just after the war, wasn't it?
It's where mostly the Queen Mother used to live.
Yeah, and just after, and they painted a fairly bright pink, because just after the war, everyone's in the midst of rationing and the recession. Post-war, she decided to cheer everyone up by painting some of the residences pink.
And it's
they remain pink to this day.
It is, of course, a posh pink.
Yes.
Nothing too lurid.
Yeah,
about
no, it's not a lurid. It's not takeaway
pink.
There's
a pleasing peachiness to it.
Yes.
As there is to you, Paul.
On this
pleasingly peachy,
lovely morning. They'll be all over like Farrow and Ball here, won't they?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Farrow and Ball in series? Or maybe higher end than Farrow.
I don't think any of the comedy double acts are going to be involved.
Yeah. There'll be more than. It'll be a higher end than Farrow and Ball, if you can imagine that.
Yeah.
They'll look down on Elephant's Breath.
Yeah. So round to the right here.
Round to the right, yeah.
Very good.
Sharp right.
Good skill. So it's kind of the top of a hill here as well.
Yeah, this is nice.
Which is nice.
And what have you got planned this week? Are you doing a park run this week, maybe? Or?
Well,
we've got the
Victoria Park 10K.
We've got Victoria Park 10K on Saturday.
So that was the other reason I wanted to get out yesterday and do some pace running.
Get a bit of tempo.
I mean, it's quite funny because I've done that course once before and I ran a mile.
Yeah.
As fast as I could.
Right.
Yes, I obviously wasn't running quite that fast because I did it more than once. But it is that funny thing of stretching a 5K to a 10K.
Yeah.
Because,
yes.
I don't know if you know this, but it's twice as far.
It is twice as far.
But equally, I don't know, I think in the mindset, we've said this before, but as a park runner, I do think you could do worse than just setting off at your 5K pace and trying to hold it
a little bit. Yeah, I mean, you always take a little bit off, but certainly I'll be looking to do my first 5K in close to 20 minutes bang on next week.
Yeah,
I'd seen how long I can hold it. I mean, I did Scarborough 10K about a month ago in 41, I think it was 41:40, wasn't it?
Yes.
I'd hope to get under 41 minutes.
Yeah.
And I'd hope to get as close as, damn it, to 40 minutes, 40, 30 maybe.
So really, you know, when you're saying, you've done a 19-minute park run in recent times, but 19:46 the other day.
Yeah.
So you're only looking to lose, you know,
15,
you're basically running
off
that fast, aren't you? I mean,
yeah, 15, 20 seconds off. Because also I was running in tracky trousers, but these and this top. I was running in this outfit.
Well, online, I think you'll be getting a hard time for that because your legs. You are a Yorkshireman with your legs covered up.
Over my trousers.
Yes,
read and weep.
You suffer, listeners.
Yeah.
You hate this.
I can't believe it. He's at it again. Shorts over leggings.
Whereas Rob's knees, as ever, always out. But on the other hand, Rob is referring to himself in the third person, which people really,
Rob,
really don't like.
Oh, Robbie Roo.
Shout out to Martin Hutchinson, who'll be running at this moment.
He must be.
He's running. He did 75 miles last week. Incredible mileage. He's on a great trajectory.
He basically gets back from a run and goes out for a run.
Yeah. Constantly running. Well played, mate.
Yeah, just get some sleep there, mate.
Michelle Woodcock, she'll be sitting pretty after a 26-mile run of a Sunday. Yeah. Every Sunday, 26
so
miles.
So many miles. Yeah. I feel sorry for these people's family and friends. Yeah. Where are they? They're running.
Nice way to spend a Sunday, though. Just leisurely 26 miles.
Absolutely.
Wonderful countryside.
Going through a lot of trainers.
Yeah.
Martin is using the Vaporflies. Someone else got in touch about the Vaporflies.
We're getting pictures of Vaporflies. Yeah. Keep us in
that's
the loop.
That's quite a lurid pink, isn't it?
Yes.
That's not Queen Mother pink.
Keep us in the loop vis-a-vis the effectiveness of Vaporfly when applied to a race setting. I've heard with Vaporflies you've got about 250 miles in them when they keep their bounce. So you can't do too many races in. But having said that, that's nearly 10 marathons.
Yeah. So we'd be all right, but Martin and Michelle would...
He'd be through that in a week.
Done. Yeah.
This is the York... Is this the York Club?
Yep. There's a little pond here, and that's all where all the sports go on. There's the cricket and the bowling.
I'm telling you what, I think we've spun around this. Don't you feel...
Because it's cold in myself. Because someone was saying the other day, what do you do about running in the cold? And I was like, oh, I like it.
Yeah.
And then they come back, and they're wheezy and coughing, sniffing. I always wheeze when I've been running fast.
Yeah.
So I didn't realise that maybe the weather's a factor in that. But I do find, that apart from the park run, that's the reason I ran fast last week.
Yeah.
It's really cold.
Just a bit nippy, yeah.
So I set off. And then I just, whatever pace I'm making, I just keep running at that pace.
So we're turning a sharp right now.
But I don't think we've gone that fast.
No, I don't.
I don't think we're as nearly there as it seems.
No, maybe I've been...
there's a few things to see kind of back to back here. So it all feels quite close together. But I think we're probably still a couple of kilometres away from where we started. And we want to get back to the long walk just to complete the circle.
Yeah, it feels
although
like a
conversely,
good finish.
Yeah, although your car's just there, so we could just go there and get in it.
Yeah.
Someone, who's that trying to break into your car? It just doesn't feel like the kind of place that would happen.
No, well, absolutely. Well, the groundkeeper was saying he definitely hasn't locked his door in 13 years of residence.
It's funny when he said that, because last time I had that was run Orkney.
Yeah.
And we actually did that. We couldn't help it because we were borrowing someone's house.
Yeah.
We locked the door whenever we went out. And we did it once in front of my cousin-in-laws. And they were like, what are you doing? What are you locking the door for?
What are you locking the door
How
for?
How are we going to get in there and borrow stuff?
We're locking the door. We can't break in. And this is a nice post office.
Yep.
Very quaint post office in the middle of Windsor Grounds. There.
Absolutely stupendous.
The Great Park and General
Store. It's like Bagpuss,
store,
isn't it?
Nipping down the local.
Funny enough, when I was in Zurich, I saw some... what's the word I'm looking for?
Now, this is confusing. Do we go left?
Yeah, we go this way. Okay. Through the village.
Right.
It's essentially the village.
Yes, no,
nice
you're right.
Village
you're
green,
right.
Anyway. And... Yeah, I saw some swans on the river in Zurich, and I thought, so are those the queens? I think that only counts for British swans, doesn't it?
No, I think so, yes.
But Crown Estates, you know, they don't just own Windsor Great Park, they own, you know, the sea.
They own the sea.
Around the coast.
Yeah.
We're going to go for a run there. We should do about that.
That must be quite nice, isn't it? It must make you feel, it must give you a modicum of security. Knowing that you own the sea.
Well, yes or no.
You've got land and sea.
I mean, the sea, you know, it's up and down, isn't it?
Yeah. I mean, they've got 4,800 acres here.
Yes. And they're quite nice acres.
Yeah, they're well tended.
Yeah, it's an amazing thing.
Do you think they have to apply for
an
extension?
And it's all, you know, it's complicated. Obviously, we won't everything, but the money goes back to the nation and stuff. It's not the same as it all being privately owned. So that's nice.
Yeah.
But
no,
still,
it's absolutely gorgeous.
It rises have any excuse to come by. I do hope we can come to Runfest. I also love the way it's
Runfest
called.
Runfest
Run. Runfest Run. Yeah. I like the wordplay there.
Well, you got the Run Forest Run thing, but I don't know whether that aware of it.
Run! Well, I think if you didn't know the Queen lived at Windsor Castle, you haven't got much chance getting a Forrest Gump joke.
So this is the telephone box. A book share. Telephone box.
Yeah,
so people...
Yeah.
Put the books I finished reading in there, and then the community shares it.
So it's
very
a lovely,
nice.
Lovely village. Although they also do that in the village of Road, where Joe Christmas lives.
All right,
and that is a village. Look at those books in there. Should we take a couple of books?
Very nice.
Very nice. So,
What are we? What are we hoping for the Victoria Park 10K then? What are we gonna? What do we hope to achieve?
Well, you would like
on
to get
the morning of the race.
Basically, to be faster than your last one, right?
Yes.
So around 41 minutes.
Yeah. Around 41. As much as I could slice off, that would be amazing.
I think it'd be interesting to see what I can do. I think it's slightly confusing what I've done this year because I trained up, got pretty fit and fast, then lost it a bit and came back.
Yeah, you did your 43. Was it 43 at Shoreditch?
Yeah, bang on.
Right.
And I feel like I should be matching that.
Right.
I'd like to do better than that just to show that I'm back where I was, you know. And my parkrun PB, that's a parkrun, my 10K PB
is
41.59.
Right.
I think in life, not just for that PB, but just for pace, I'd like to get below 42.
Right.
I don't really see that happening on Saturday. It's there as a
anything
dream.
Anything around 43. I think
anything 42 to 43. Yeah. If I beat that 43, I'll be happy.
Yeah.
And I feel like that's within my power as well.
Right.
But we'll see.
So we're coming up here to where the site of the...
Oh, that's right, yeah.
...of the Runfest run will be.
Yeah, as we go, it's absolutely... It is ridiculously beautiful because you're going on this incredible country road. And on the right, that's where you can park your car. And on the left, that's where you're going to... pitch your tent, and it's really quite something.
You can tell they're getting ready to put on the best possible fest they can.
Yeah, they want
you
it
can
to
tell
be wonderful, that's right.
A bit of pride involved.
Well, that's right, these guys, they don't
mess about.
They mean it.
Yeah.
So they wouldn't bother if it wasn't going to be a great thing to do. And then beyond there, it is like an old painting, because you're looking down across the deer park, and beyond this verdant green field, it gets a little bit more kind of golden.
Yes.
And there are... literally hundreds of deer there today, and that's going to be the heart of Runfest, where all the events start and stop and kind of come through, and it'll be really... I also like the way, like so much running, this will be an experience that people can do with their mates, but also they're going to form new, you know, cliques and pals and stuff, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You might make a friend for life at this.
Bonds are formed. I don't mean to be crude, but do you think they'll pay us?
What, to go to...
To run first run?
Yeah, yeah.
Because we do have some gigs in.
Yeah, that's right.
Should we go...
They'll just cover us.
Yeah.
And then great new bookings. Yeah. Top international comedians.
In the speaker's corner.
So I just...
Deering and Tonkinson.
I've got to get the last picture I've got. Because look, the castle's just come into view.
Just pass the cap round.
That is stupendous. You said cap, right? I thought you were passing the cap round. It seems a complete...
Yeah, pass the cap round for the cash.
Yeah, it seems only fair. Look at the castle in the gap. I mean, seriously, that's where it's going to happen, guys.
I might just stay here. Let's just squat.
Yeah. Do you need to squat down?
They never left the grounds.
Yeah, they went running in, and then we haven't seen them again.
Seems to be still somewhere in the forest.
There's a couple of hirsute comedian runners.
Been there for a couple of months now, doing rogue podcasts for the World Grounds, have I?
Lost a lot of weight, lacking simple foraging skills.
Living off nuts and pulses and raids on the general store.
Lots of Walt's ice cream.
Started locking their doors for the first time in many decades.
Yeah,
the Royal School seems to have picked up a new caretaker.
So this is nice. So this is, we're getting fairly near the...
Yeah, we're nearly
and
back.
And that is weird, isn't it?
We've done the loop.
Yeah, we've done the loop.
Well, what can you say? It's an easy place to run. You know, actually...
Well, we're going to find out how long it is. I'd be surprised if you've run 10K.
Yeah, yeah.
I'll tell you that.
I think also
I'll
that...
I'll tell you that for nothing.
You remember we were running on the Phoenix Trail the other day?
Yeah.
We're quite enjoying the kind of austerity of it.
Yeah.
Very flat, very straight.
Yeah.
And we're also used to enjoying the ADD of running where we live.
Yes.
Where as soon as you got used to something, you're somewhere else.
We know exactly where we go.
Park, water, road, different park.
Six. You've got to be careful with those.
Yeah, too late for me. It's too late for me for being tick aware. Oh dear, ticks. And I think that this, the park, and I think it's not by accident, is it? It's by design. It's the combination of the two. So it's big, it's a huge space. You know, you could probably fit Stoke Newington and Crouch End into it.
Yeah.
But equally, it's beautiful and changeable. And as you move through it, it's in state of constant flux and new experience.
Yeah. They get a lot of visitors.
I really like it, Paul.
I like it. They get a lot of visitors in the summer, but not. It's quite sparsely attended today, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah. They get 6 million individual visits a year, which is a lot.
Yeah.
But I reckon it will.
That general store will get a lot of action.
Yeah, that's right.
In the summer.
We've had to order a special, even more ice lollies, due to both the visitors and the
ice cream. Yeah. We've had 4 million people requesting a flake. Over.
A man with a big beard asks for a lemonade sparkle without any vitamins and minerals. Do you do broccoli? That's me trying to keep up with my food groups.
Yeah.
A man seen eating a deer. Over.
Do you think the lady of the house nips out to the general store of a morning?
I'm not even going to talk about it, Paul. Yeah. I'm not even going to talk about it.
Lots
That's
of
a big building over there on the left. It might be.
So is that the... Is that it? We're coming
into that road down there, yeah, that's a long walk.
Wow.
And we're higher up than it as well. Once you go over this next bump,
yeah,
it's all downhill past George III,
yeah,
as in the madness of Farmer George, as he was called. And, yeah, back down the long walk.
Lovely.
And what time is it? Have you got your watch on?
I haven't got it on, no.
Oh, well, I'm not going to look yet because...
No, we'll get to the bottom and give him a shout.
So, listen, we are so... We're joking aside and, you know, our four penalties for the running commentary.
Our pithy commentary style.
But Runfest Run does, it does sound great, doesn't it?
Hey, mate, it definitely ticks all the boxes, doesn't it? It looks really ridiculously good fun.
Yeah. Just coming here, I mean, it sounded good anyway, and to be here on the ground, it's a golden opportunity.
It was obviously good last year, but now it's but this year.
Yeah.
In this new set.
In these environs.
Yeah.
Quintessential. And, yeah, I wonder, if you were there in 2019, get in touch, let us know.
Yeah.
Let us know if you're going again, because we'll see you there. And
we might be doing some camp.
That's May the 22nd to the 24th. You can camp. You can park.
You can camp if you want
to. I just want to get people running and sharing the joy of it. You know?
Yeah.
And quite right too. It's funny, this hill we came up in the first place. We're quite lucky, really, because it gets slightly... It's a harsh hill, although you can see it. What's harsher? A hill that curves away from you or gets steeper and steeper in front of you?
This would be a great finish to a race.
Yeah.
Just
well, I bet some of the races do finish.
This last mile down here.
And I think that
really
they do...
barrel it down.
When they do it, they always try and make sure you can do the long walk in both directions because the view is incredible in both directions.
Yeah, yeah.
But this guy just ran across here, see? He's gone straight across and
he's
up. And it just gets even steeper. It's like Arthur's Seat.
Completely uncompromising.
Yeah.
He's just running straight. There's a few of them.
Yeah, that's what you do, isn't it? Straight up that grassy bank.
That's a nice
I got photobombed via dog in stasis. That's really something.
That's nice, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's nice, just a guy.
And then look at that!
Yeah.
You start, I'll get a picture of you running, I'll catch up. That's really good. Look at that. That's what you want. Yeah, you can see why they're doing it here.
Yes, you absolutely can. Although you wouldn't want to start sprinting too early, what with it
being
about 2 miles long and everything.
It's like the end of the Great North Run.
Yeah, you definitely... You'd get dragged in here, wouldn't you?
That's right. Well, even just walking, you get to here and think, oh, good, the cast is just over there. We'll walk down there.
Yeah.
3 quarters of an hour later.
Beautiful. And the old Nick says he's going to give us a bit of lunch as well.
Yeah, that's right.
Very kind of him, isn't he?
He's a lovely fella.
With the Queen and Philip.
The atmosphere is
just chilling out. That'd be nice. Yeah. Get some scones.
What have I said about
him? I think Charlie's in. We'll have a chat with him. Be all right, lad. Hi. Lots of runners here.
Yeah.
You would, wouldn't you, if you live near here? You'd go for
absolutely.
A run. Yeah.
It is, well, I mean, we love running in the park, and this is the park.
Yeah.
To Endle Park. So I wish...
I'm not being...
A lot of our... I think, I don't know, chicken and egg situation, a lot of our good running friends are out west, aren't they? That combination of the Thames, Richmond Park, Windsor Great Park,
Barnes,
Thorpe Park, which is a much more exciting run.
Yeah.
Because you can run straight onto a roller coaster or some kind of bumper boat.
Yeah.
Different kind of experience.
I mean, I don't want to get into some kind of park off, but this knocks Clissold Park into a tin hat, doesn't it?
How dare you?
What do you reckon?
It's my favourite park.
I mean, it can't compete with the paddling pool there.
They've got at least three deer there. Sure, there's 700 here, and they're rutting. But I've seen a couple of mangy deer in Clissold Park.
This is nice, isn't it?
And I've not seen the paddling pool today.
Imagine if you live there.
So, yeah, I'll run again this week.
Yeah.
And then we'll hit up that 10K on Saturday and make the best of it.
Yeah.
I'm quite sore at the moment.
What gig have you got the night before?
Just a little one in London.
Because I'm in blooming Stoke.
Oh, that's tough.
But I'm on in the middle in Stoke. It's not as bad, but it's still a pain, isn't it?
Yeah, it's far.
It's still a pain. And it's a 9:30 start, isn't it?
Yes.
Right, so.
That's it. We'll try and we won't record while we're running because we both want to be running as fast as we can.
Because we're at it, mate.
Definitely
we're at it.
Report in.
We'll do a bit of reportage before and after.
Absolutely. And
Do you think it's a mass one? I think a lot of people will be doing it.
I think I think there'll be a fair few people because people would be really keen.
Yeah.
But it's a bit more old school, isn't it? I mean, the last one was a Shoreditch run, which was very. You know, millennial.
Yeah.
I think this might be slightly more.
Although this has got a third, this has got a half marathon in it, a 10K and a 5K, hasn't it? In the same.
I hope you don't run race. Too far by accident. I'll start in the wrong pen.
You won't catch me doing that.
I get very confused. It's amazing.
Yeah, I like.
Look, the sun's just come out on us again as we come back down.
Yeah.
It's a very heaven, Paul.
I do like different races for different distances.
Yeah.
I must say.
Like, you mean different distances in different places?
Well, no, I, the idea of us all setting off together and someone running different distances, I find a bit... Am I right? Am I okay to be annoyed by that?
Well, I know what you're saying.
Because some people tail off, some don't. I don't know, it's just sort of like, who are we racing here, you know?
Well, I think this is...
Because it is a race, isn't it?
Yeah, that's an interesting one, because I think for you, because you've got pure open eyes, you want to be in the race.
Yeah.
You're aware of the other runners. That doesn't stress you out. You know, for me, exactly the opposite.
Right.
I really like having it all mixed up, you know.
Okay, fair
when
enough.
I did Alton Park, you know, the Grand Prix circuit.
Yeah.
It was so confusing who was going what distance, what the signs meant. And gradually, and it was good, it was perfectly doable, but there was just loads of information there, you know.
Yeah.
So gradually you tune into what signs are relevant to you, what you're doing.
I get it.
And it's your race.
Right.
And the fact that you can't overly compete with this person over here because you don't know what they're doing was quite freeing.
Okay.
So I think, you know, you could...
Different folks, different
strokes. It depends who you are, exactly. Yeah. I mean, I had that one. I was pacing this guy who I was sure was running the same as me.
Yeah.
And we got to the finishing funnel and he just carried on going.
Right, okay.
What's happening?
Yeah.
Mate, I was keeping up with you.
Yeah.
But I finished. So maybe he was doing a marathon or maybe I just read the situation completely
wrong. Yeah,
maybe
he was just confused.
It's like the same as zigzaggy park runs, you know. I like to have it all scrambled up a little bit. Otherwise, I can see it all too clearly.
See, I'd love a race just from the top to the bottom here.
You can do that at Runfest Run, Paul.
Yeah.
I'm assuming.
That would be great. That would be fantastic. Yeah. We'll sprint down there.
It's a place, isn't it? So how fast? Okay, 2.6 miles. So it's brilliant because it's kind of all things to all people. It's right there.
Yeah.
You can see it's far. But if you're running it, it's not as far as a park run.
What is this? That's 2.6, is it?
Yeah, from
the castle.
From the castle, not
right,
from the gate.
Okay.
A gate would be about half of that, I suppose.
Right.
I don't know. I should think. I mean, I think a lot of these guys we've seen are running back and forth from the gate
to the castle.
To the horse.
Right.
A couple of horses with George III on it, which is madness. Keep putting madness.
I know.
It doesn't really work as a joke. They're just words.
It's a bit of wordplay.
Where are all those deer? Oh, there's the deer. See, coming into view on the left. Hundreds of them.
They're the female deers, aren't they?
Yeah,
coquettishly awaiting.
I have to say that when they said that, I saw at least one with pretty serious antlers looking, sort of trotting through, going, "Hey, is there anything that are all these?" There might be some chances.
I think we're reaching the end of rutting season.
We're reaching the end of the year, aren't we? I mean, it's mid-November. We're talking about things that are happening next year as if you know, in terms of this year.
Of this year sort of thing, yeah.
Talking about next year's Edinburgh Festival, people talk about it and say, I'm going to go again this year. It's like, yeah. You can't go again this year. You went there in August.
It's sort of starting again in September thing, isn't it?
Yeah. Which is, I like that about September, but this
not
stuff...
not really your start, though.
This 2020 stuff in November is doing my noggin in.
Although you're looking for...
It's just my melon, man.
But you're looking for a decent last 4 weeks or so to tie off the year, aren't you? You're looking for a good... It's the beginning of the end of the sort of the beginning of the sprint finish to the
end
of the year.
You want to do some amazing things, don't you?
You sort of do, don't you?
Yeah, we had that because we were talking about that our very first. Maybe it was even the year before. Remember the conversations we were having that led to us starting to record because we thought there's so much insight here.
Yeah. Seems quite ironic now, isn't it?
It's the end of the year. It's the warm up for the warm up, you know.
Yeah.
And you do have to work towards working towards things. It's crazy, but it's true.
I feel like I'm bedding in. For next year's spring marathon now.
Yeah.
Just trying to get the momentum going.
Spring marathons.
Yes.
And a few, nice of a few listeners getting in touch to say they're excited about that.
Yeah.
They want to see what you do next.
Yeah.
They think that you've
got a
pace
up.
Some pretty exciting times in you.
Yeah.
No one feels that way about me yet, but I keep working at it.
I'm tempted to ring Nick now live on air. And then by the time we get there, he might arrive. What do you think?
Yeah, yeah.
Will that be absurd?
I've got his number.
All right.
And the phone's in my pocket. So, we're not going to do that. That's it. I feel bad. I don't want to do it. I thought they might turn up anyway.
No. Because I think we've been a little bit swifter. Well, we'll get the scores on the doors at the end.
Scores on the doors, okay.
But it doesn't feel like we've been running an hour.
No, I know what you're saying.
Although I think we were quite excited because of the different location. We did start yammering
away. And it was cold.
Yeah.
Look at these deer. Can you see any boy deer in amongst them? I think there are some. I really think there are.
There's a lot of them, isn't there?
Yeah. 700 in the park. And I reckon we're looking at a lot of them.
Yeah.
Right there. Yeah, I mean, we've done 10K.
Have we really?
Yeah.
That's got to be... That's the easiest 10K I've run in a long time, isn't it?
It just goes
to
show.
It's fast, doesn't it?
Yeah, and also we've gone... Yeah, we've been running over an hour.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Wow.
So, yeah, do you want me to...
Yeah. So, listen. Get in touch. No PBs this week, but we will be doing them. Runfestrun.com. Have a little look.
I'm sure.
Looks
I mean...
Fantastic.
Hoping for 10,000 people, and I think they're going to get it. So, get booked
in. I think
in.
They're pretty confident of getting
it. It's going to be...
It might be one of those you want to get in a bit early. They seemed fairly sure about that one.
We're coming to check it out, and the review is good. You know, it's going to be fantastic.
We might be doing a bit of singing.
Yeah.
You can hear tunes on the main stage.
Main stage in it.
After Razor Light. Tell a few jokes.
empty the park. Not confirmed.
Yeah. Heavy pencil. Fee pending. join the elite in the old running communities. I'll move into the mainstream. We've been on the fringes too long.
Yeah, we've got
form an orderly queue.
Yeah, me and you. Just it's a bit like the Pet Shop Boys, but with us.
Tell us what you're up to before Christmas. I know it's a bit of a. Not many people are competing that hard up to because apart from Martin.
It's sort of the end of the season, isn't it? I mean, there's a few events coming
to... Yeah.
But some of these events still happening in, some PBs still coming
yes,
in.
Yes, of course.
And
keep them coming in, don't we? We will be doing them next week. Always good to hear from you.
And good luck. It's tough. You know, it's tough out there. Sometimes we've got used to the crispness of autumn and sometimes it's raining, it's cold, it's muddy underfoot. Keep running where possible. If you don't run... that was someone got in touch and said they had an injury, had to call off the Lisbon Marathon because they had a metatarsal injury.
Right.
Talking about the absolute, you know, the shock to the system, and we completely understand that.
Yeah,
I remember
I was quite
lucky with my broken toe in the end, and it didn't knock me back more, but you suddenly have to change everything.
It's hard work.
Shakes
it's
you to
hard
the core.
Work mentally when you've done all the training for that, and then you've got to pull out of a marathon. It's hard to get through.
So thinking of all of you and keep in touch, keep in, you know, tell us everything you're doing, even if it's nothing to do with running. Look, here we go. Here's our lift. Thank you, Running Commentary. See you at Run Fest Run.
Hey.
Running Commentary
with Paul Tompkinson and Rob Deering.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer.
Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.